Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, for the last, three, four, 5 months that I've been doing these videos, I often post about or tell you a story about where women say, we're independent, we're strong, we don't need men. Commercials show men as weak, movies show men as weak, they're ineffective, they're ineffectual. And I found this article that kind of exemplifies this. And so I'll read over it here in a minute, but more to the point, what do women want when it comes to the world of dating? I don't know. And interestingly enough, they don't know either. And this is an article that kind of covers that. But if you've ever been one of those guys that has held a door open for a woman and she glares at you and gives you the, I don't need your help. Okay. If you've ever, another good example here? If you've ever offered to help a woman with anything, and more recently, many times, men have been told, I'm a strong, independent woman. Not in these words exactly, but this is the theme of things. I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need your help. We're equals. Equal right, equal pay, everything equal. Men say, okay. Then when they go out on a date, they don't pay, and women get upset. Well, you want it to be equal. You want to be treated like guys and equal to guys. Well, guys, we used to pay, but you wanted to, so now it's 50-50. And when it comes to other activities, such as asking somebody out, men say, well, I've been told if I ask someone out, it's creepy. Or if I'm not attractive to them, it's kind of creepy. And it makes them uncomfortable. So I shouldn't do that. So they don't. And then all of a sudden, women are saying, well, I never get asked out anymore. Why don't men ask me on dates anymore? So many of the, and again, it may be a small percentage of women that are giving this message out, saying, oh, well, it's not me. That's the go girl power group. That's not me. I'm just a normal woman. Well, we don't know who's who anymore. So guys are just saying, you know what? I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm confused. And that's at my age. Now, young guys growing up in this, there's no doubts why more men are just kind of hanging out of it. Now, the good-looking, athletic, tall, handsome guys, right? The ones that are the 10%ers that all the girls seem to like. Well, they've got enough confidence. They know girls flirt with them. They get attention. They've got the confidence to kind of go out there and stumble their way through it. But to a lot of everyday guys, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm supposed to do anymore. I'm getting mixed signals all the time. So let's read this article and we'll get into it. It says, if you want a marriage of equals, then date as equals. And guys say, that sounds perfect. Let's do that. Why are many dating practices a throwback to an earlier era? This is by Ellen Lamont, an assistant professor of sociology at Appalachian State University. So, women of a progressive bent often say they want equal partnerships with men, but dating is a different story entirely. The women I interviewed for a research project and book expected men to ask for, plan, and pay for dates, initiate fooling around, confirm the exclusivity of a relationship, and propose marriage. After setting all of these precedents, these women then wanted a marriage in which they shared the financial responsibilities, housework, childcare, relatively equally. Almost none of my interviewees saw these dating practices as a threat to their girl power credentials or to their desire for egalitarian marriages, but they were wrong. So first, let's start here. All right. Women still want to be asked out. Why? Because it makes them the prize. If I have to ask a woman out, I'm making her the important one. I'm asking permission to take her out. That puts her on a pedestal. They want us to pay for dates. Why? That shows them value, that we are investing into the relationship. Why? That puts them on a pedestal. They want us to initiate the fooling around. Why? Because it shows that we're interested in them. It shows that we're chasing after them, and this is something we desire from them. Why? Pedestal. Confirm the exclusivity of a relationship. They want to hear from us saying, you know what, I really want to care. I care for you. I don't want anyone else. I only want you. Why? Yeah, you know. And then they want us to propose. Well, if we propose and we have to go get the diamond ring and put a lot of money into it, if a woman proposes, she wouldn't get a ring, right? So, but the whole point is they want us to go out of our way to make them feel special, make them feel wanted, make them feel desired, but only when it comes to the dating arena. After that, they want everything to be equal. Shocking. As a female sociologist, I've long been interested in how gender influences our behavior in romantic relationships. I was aware of the research that showed greater gains in equality at work than at home. Curious to explore some of the reasons behind these numbers, I spent the past several years talking with people about their dating lives and what they wanted from their marriage and partnerships. The couples I interviewed, or the people I interviewed, more than 100 in total, were highly educated, professional-track young adults who lived in the greater San Francisco Bay Area. This was not a cross-section of America, for certain, but I did expect to hear progressive views. Of course, you're in San Francisco. That's going to be all progressive. Most wanted equal partnership where they could share financial and family responsibilities. Almost everyone I interviewed was quite vocal in their support of equality and didn't shy away from the girl power label. So what I find interesting, though, is that they wanted equal responsibility in the relationship itself, but the guy has to chase right up until that point. Interesting, though, that they also want the guy to do the old-fashioned thing, chase after them, ask them out, pay for the dinners. Everything's old-fashioned until it comes to the home and decision-making and homemaking and child-rearing and all of that. Then that's out the window. Then it's got to be the modern way. However, I noticed a glaring disconnect between the women's views on marriage and their thoughts on dating. Once these women were married, it was difficult to right the ship, so to speak. The same stereotypes that they adopted while dating played out in their long-term partnerships. So imagine this, right? You're an old-fashioned guy, and you want to have an old-fashioned girl. And you ask a woman out, and she says yes, and you offer to pay the dates. She says, well, of course, yes. And she waits for you to make the relationship exclusive, yes. And she waits for you to propose, yes. And all of a sudden, you've made all the decisions up to this point. So it seems like this is kind of going to be a traditional way that this goes, where the guys take the brunt of the finances, the brunt of the decision-making for the household, and she would play more the stereotypical traditional wife. But once all of that happened and the dating and the marriage started, the women wanted it to change. They wanted it to be more like a modern girl power, yay us type relationship where everybody's equal and everything's the same, but only once they got to the point of marriage, which probably includes thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars of dating and vacations and planning and everything else. But only then, once they got to the end, did they make it clear that, well, I want equality. Now imagine these guys that are saying, well, this is not what I signed up for. You're not the person that I was dating. All of a sudden, you're kind of changing the rules. And then imagine a woman turning to the guy and saying, okay, remember everything, how we kind of got here and you led the way? Yeah, now it's going to be 50-50. So all of a sudden, he's kind of been fooled into going down a path that isn't what he wanted. 3/4 of millennials in America support equality at work and at home and agree that the ideal marriage is an equitable one. Consequently, I expected the young women I interviewed to epitomize girl power liberation. Yet when they thought of equality among men and women, they focused more on professional opportunities than interpersonal dynamics. Americans with college education now get married in their early 30s on average. Young adults put those love life on hold while they invest in their education and establish a career. Given the significant time, money, and effort they put into building this career, the women I spoke with expected to partner with people who would support their ambitious professional goals. The men said that they desired and respected those independent, high-achieving women and actually saw them as more compatible partners as a result. Now, again, remember, this is in a very progressive city. But, again, that the women wanted to continue on their education, continue on their career, and it was very important to them. And the men said, well, that's fine. I like somebody with this kind of drive. And they continue on. And yet, in a throwback to an earlier era, many women I spoke with enacted strict dating rules. it's a deal breaker if a man now this, before I get too deep in here, go to, this is the kind of stuff that Female Dating Strategy on Reddit came out with, which is, okay, do all these things and you will get a high value male. But it seems once they snag those high value males, they want everything to change. So here are some of the rules they put forward with. It's a deal breaker if a man doesn't pay for a date. One woman, age 29, told me. Okay. I'll read this last sentence, then I'll tell my point. A 31-year-old said that if a man doesn't pay, they just probably don't like you very much. Okay, so now we hear those articles on Tinder where something like 30 or 35 or some high percentage of women only ask or only will go out with a guy on Tinder or these other apps for a free meal. So as a guy, it's okay, they want me to ask them out and pay for a dinner or a meal or a date, yet if I do, a good portion of the time, they're just using me for money. Which should I do? I don't know, so I'm not going to do either one. If I ask a woman out and I'm unattractive and she doesn't like me and I ask her out, I'm harassing her. Okay, I won't ask them out, but then the women want the men to ask them out, and then they're not asking them out and they're all confused. Do you see how this is going? No wonder dating is just running into the ground, and so many people, mostly guys, are saying, you know, I'm just so confused by this. I don't know what to do. I don't know if this is going to get me a date or get me in trouble. So I think I'm just going to kind of bow out. I don't think I'm going to go down this path. There are lots of things that I can focus on that are safer, smarter, and are better investments for me. And so, you know, this is, again, a case where women keep saying, look, this is what we want. And men said, fine, have it your way. And then all of a sudden the women say, yeah, but wait, but we still want it the old-fashioned way when it comes to chasing us and paying for everything. You don't get to have it both ways. It's either one or the other. And you've opted for the newer one. Now, again, this isn't all women, but it's a large enough portion of them, and there's enough stories out there that men just say, I don't know what's going on. And it sounds like the women, they don't know what they want either, because they don't want to be asked out by the creepy guy, but they want to be asked out by the handsome guy. Well, a guy doesn't know how he's going to be viewed as a woman when he goes to ask her out. So, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of good-looking guys out there going, yeah, I don't know, maybe she'll, I'm not even going to risk it. Let's see. Another one says here, a lot of men, they assumed, were looking for nothing more than a quick hookup. So some of these dating rituals were tests to see whether the man was truly interested in a commitment. A third woman at also 31 told me, I feel like men need to feel like they're in control. And if you ask them out, you end up looking desperate and it's a turnoff to them. See, so the women don't even know what's going on, right? So again, here's another case where I feel like men need to feel like they are in control. I've never felt necessarily like I need to be in control of a situation. Most of the time, as you're driving down the road with your girlfriend or your date, hey, where do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you think? Well, you know, it's your birthday. It's your special occasion. Where would you like to eat for your special occasion? I don't know. Just anything's fine. Anything's fine? Yeah. All right, let's get Mexican. No, I don't really feel like Mexican. Oh, okay. Pizza? You want to go out for pizza or something like that? No, I'm not really feeling like pizza. Okay, well then what do you want? I don't know anything is okay, then pizza. Well, no, we've all been there on that conversation. It drives you nuts. Well, now it's the same thing. Can I ask you out? Well, you're really not that. I mean, you're okay looking, but I feel it's a little more harassy, creepy if you ask me. Okay, I won't ask you out. And no one else will either. Well, that guy over there, he could ask me out. So again, no one knows what the heck is going on. Women don't know what they want. Women don't know what men are supposed to do anymore. Men don't know what they're, it's all gone to crap. And as long as this happens, no one is going to be dating. I'll read a little bit more and then we'll kind of wrap it up here because you kind of get the point. But it says, on dates, the women talked about being demure and allowing men to do more of the talking. Women said they were more attracted to men when they appeared unattainable. So women preferred the men to follow up after a date. Now, again, this is saying women said that they think they're more attractive to men if they appear unattainable. So the women preferred for the men to follow up after a date. So say you're out with a girl, right? You have a decent time, But again, we hear, I don't want to be that creepy guy, or I don't want to see a screenshot of my text up on Facebook making fun of me because I asked a girl out for a second date, but in the meantime, she told all her friends I was an awful person and I was a nerd and I was this. So even if you make it out on the date and afterwards, a lot of guys are saying, you know, I'll hang back and see how she feels about this. And in the meantime, the girl's going, well, he needs to ask me out to show that I'm attracted to him, and then no one talks to each other ever again. None of these women considered proposing marriage. That was the man's job. I know it feels counterintuitive. I am a girl power, the first woman said, but I'd like to have a guy be chivalrous. So now we're supposed to be nice and chivalrous. Open the door for you. Open the car door for you. Do something nice for you. But again, if you're unattractive and you're doing it just to be nice, a woman might think that now you're trying to flirt with her or interact with her, and that may make her uncomfortable, and she may call you a creep or complain to somebody about you. Again, see, if it used to be if you were nice to a woman and that was the end of that, then you were just a nice person. But now women automatically assume that means the guy's trying to pick them up or something. See, no one knows what's going on. Do you see where I'm coming from here? Like, everybody is so confused. I'll read one more paragraph and then we'll wrap it up here. Not all of the women I spoke with felt strongly about these dating rules. Getting married and having kids were probably, if they were to even put it on the list, like number 99 and 100 on the list of 100, one told me. I think the men I was with knew that. It would just be ridiculous if they were on bended knee offering me a ring. Yet even the few women who fell into this category tended to go along with traditional dating rituals anyway, arguing that the men they dated wanted them and the women just didn't care enough to challenge the status quo. Again. So here's the thing, ladies. If you're now putting marriage and children as number 99 or 100 on the top 100 things in the world, okay, and a guy says, you know what? Here's what's not going to happen. Why does a guy want a girlfriend? Okay, companionship? Nah, he's got guy friends and he can have a dog and a pet. He's got hobbies. He's got people he can hang out with. Someone to be around, just a warm body in the home. I got a dog, or I got a couple of dogs, or a dog and a cat, or whatever. Got that covered. I can get a roommate if I have a big house and I've got extra space. I can get a roommate that I get along with, or as a friend, that'll make me extra. No, that's not going to work. Let's see. To get nagged at, to have to clean up, to have to take out on a date, to have to make sure she's happy, to ask permission to do things, ask permission to buy things. Like, what does a guy get out of a relationship? There's only one thing, right? A guy in a relationship gets usually readily and accessible access to fooling around. That's one of the big bonuses for men, at least in a relationship. Well, guess what? Either A, they don't get that anymore in a relationship, but they get all the negative stuff. Or B, they get that, but they don't even have to be in a relationship anymore because women are very casual about it now, and you can go out on a couple of dates and get that. So now a guy can be single 80% of the time, go out on a couple of dates a month, have a little bit of fun with somebody, and that's it. He has no reason to buy the cow because he's getting the milk every couple of weeks for free. So women complain, like, I don't understand. Guys don't ask me out. I don't understand. Guys won't commit to a long-term relationship. I don't understand. This. Guys don't call. Guys don't text. Guys never follow up. Guys ghost me. Guys are more interested in playing their video games than going out with me. You set the rules. You guys made all these rules. And you make rules that are directly opposed to each other. You can do it if this and this criteria, but not this and this. And yes, but these two may... And it's too much. It's too much. Now, the women have just confused it for absolutely everybody. And guys have just said, you know what? I don't know what's going on. If she wants to go out with me, she can ask me. And the women, they don't ask. And so now everybody's single, except again, for those maybe 10 or 20% of guys out there that are like, they're good looking, they know they are, they've been flirted with, they've been hit on, they have girls checking them out all the time, and they know, hey, if I ask her out, she's going to go out with me. If I make a move, I'm going to have some success here. So I'm going to roll with that, right? So those 20 guys are having fun. And out of 100% of the women, maybe the top 40 or 60% of women are chasing after those guys because they know, well, I'd love to be with a guy like that. Well, those guys are never going to settle down. I've said this before in other videos, because they have 20% of the guys have 40 or 60% of the women to choose from. While the other 80% of men are like, I don't know, maybe I'm good enough, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe she'd complain, maybe it's okay, it's too much. So guys, welcome to 2020. Ladies, you've gotten exactly what you've wanted. You've managed to have half of you want one thing, half of you want another thing, and through the improbability of impossible percentages and numbers, another half of you want it completely. 150% of you all want something different, and men just have no idea what's going on. And because of that, now women don't know what the men are going to do and what the men want, because the men want don't know what the women want. No one wants no doing the thing and the over here, knowing with the women and don't know. Welcome to 2020. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. For those of you that have, thank you very much. And of course, as always, you can comment, like, share if you want to support and get this information out to other people so they can enjoy my content. I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, no one knows what the heck is going on when it comes to dating. So one of the best things you can do is just sit on the sideline, grab a marshmallow, and watch it all burn as you eat your s'mores. ¶¶